Genesis 21, 22 to 34. Beersheba. Abraham and Abimelech at Beersheba. The spiritual man and the pagan at Beersheba. What can we learn from it? The first thing I want to bring to your attention from these verses is this. The spiritual man, Abraham, is noticed by the pagan, Abimelech. The spiritual man is observed, is remarked upon. The ungodly, you see, the pagan here, Abimelech, has seen the life of Abraham. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything you do." They had observed this man standing out. He was a man of God, and God was with this man. The world is watching us, brother and sister. It's observing us. It reads us. It knows about us. And we must so live before them that they can see that we're children of the living God. Whatever we do must be for the glory of God. And the pagan watches and observes and sees. Psalm 86 verse 17 speaks of it. Matthew 5:16 speaks of it. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify God, and so on. Deuteronomy 4:5-8 speaks of it. What nation is so great as this nation Israel, that has the law of God? This is what the pagans say. What a great nation. What a great law. What a great God he must be. Acts 4 verse 13. They took knowledge of them, Peter and John, that they had been with Jesus. Brother and sister, this is a comfort and a challenge to us. It's a comfort to us that we are a testimony. We are a witness. Let us make sure our testimony is right, for that is the challenge. May we, by our lives, express this gospel. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess, that men and women may be able to read Christ in our lives. That's how Watts sang. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. Isaac Watts wrote that, and I sing it too, with meaning. Unbeliever, you've noticed the godly, haven't you? The witness is smudged, is blurred, and is not always perfect. No, we are sinners, we confess it. But you have seen a testimony for Jesus. You've noticed it. I'm glad you have. May it speak to you. The words and the actions, may they speak of Christ. And the next point is, following hard upon that, is not only that the spiritual man, the godly man, is noticed and remarked upon. The spiritual man is attractive to the pagan. There's something about a godly man, the reliability of this man, the honesty of this man, that makes Abraham attractive to Abimelech. Look, at that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything you do." It's the next word that I'm fixing on here. Now swear to me. Now. Because God is with you. Because I can see that there's worth in you. I trust you. I rely upon you. Make a covenant with me. Make an agreement with me. This man, Abraham, is living in such a way that the testimony is above reproach. He's shining out to Abimelech. Zechariah 8:23, "We want to go with you, for we know that God is with you." And then this most challenging and searching of passages, 1 Peter 3, verse 15 and on. I have to so live, brother and sister, before the pagans, that they'll ask a reason for the hope that is within me. That's the best testimony of all. What have you got? How have you got this? Who is this that you trust? They see in me such a holiness, such a radiance of Christ, that they long to have it. Unbeliever, I want to make you envious. I want you to want Christ because of what you see in me. Titus 2:10, the apostle commands slaves to so live, and not only slaves, surely all of us who are believers, to so live that we make the doctrine of God attractive in all things. Of course, only the Spirit of God can make sinners want to have Christ, but I want to so live before sinners, pagans, that they have to acknowledge not only that God is with me, but they want what they see. They long for what they see. They see enough of Christ in me that they want him for themselves. And they cry out for him. That is what I see in Abraham at Beersheba. I also see this, thirdly, that in life we have to make agreements and covenants. Our life is full of this. Marriage is a covenant, an agreement. Individual conversion is a covenant with God. Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. High heaven that heard that solemn vow, that vow renewed shall daily hear. That's what Doddridge sang, Philip Doddridge, and so do I. This is what conversion is, a giving up of myself and in agreement with Jesus Christ to stand for him and stand with him and to believe and trust and love him and serve him all my days and obey him in the gospel. Church life, ecclesia life, an agreement between this body of believers that they'll walk in all the ways of God with each other, serve God together, and serve one another in the gospel. Holy testimonies, solemn agreements. Brothers and sisters, let us be men and women of our word. In everything we say, do, and think, may we glorify God and may we stand by our word. May we be known for these principles that we keep our covenants. We are men and women of God, attractive. And making the doctrine of God attractive in all things, standing by our promises. And then an overall picture of the spiritual man's life. These lessons are vital, you know. We're living in a day when everything is breaking apart and society is collapsing. Covenants are being broken. Agreements are being smashed. A man's word is no longer his bond. May we stand out in this world. Look at Abraham here. There's a stability about his life. It doesn't seem much, but it says here, after that treaty, verse 33, Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. He was stable. He worshipped God. He was known for that. This tamarisk tree, I understand, is an evergreen. It's a hard tree. It's a long-lived tree. This man is putting down his roots, literally speaking. Well, these are simple lessons. I'm a believer. I want to make the gospel, Jesus Christ, attractive, noticed, attractive. By and to the pagan world. I want to be a man that commends the gospel to others, makes the gospel, the doctrine of God, attractive in all things, a stable man. Unbeliever, I want you, in the testimonies you've seen from believers, to want Christ, to long to know him, and to call upon his name for yourself. I want this stability, this dignity, this honor to be a servant of Jesus Christ in this dark world. The Bible tells me that I must shine as light, as one of the lights in this dark and fallen world. Attracting men to Christ, attracting pagans to Christ, men and women, and warning them of the dangerous rocks and shoals that lie about them. Well, I learn all that from this passage in Genesis 21, verses 22 to 34. Brothers and sisters, may we be such people of God as this.